With every challenge, our natural tendency is to overreact and blame others. We might even allow our negativity to unravel our success and goodwill. Our goal should always include seeking the pathways that can improve our patterns and free us. The time to change is now. Hi, welcome to Free Yourself. I'm Paul Wagner, an Emmy-winning writer, author at Gaia.com, a nutritional hacker, and intuitive coach. I've toured the world with shows, educating and helping over 1 million people. I've even opened for the hugging saint known as Amma, and I'm here to help. This episode is about one big question. What is your operational life plan? Look, we all need plans to get something moving, you know, not just in business, but in life. When we know who we are, when we understand what drives us, and when we've learned how to nurture ourselves and have forgiven prior realities, we need a plan. That's the time to create that plan. We've cleaned ourselves out. We've rebooted. We've nurtured ourselves, loved ourselves, found clarity. This is the time to jot down a plan. And this helps us continue to move forward. Sometimes we can have this rebirth and we end up sitting around for a while and we haven't acted on the value that we've incorporated into our lives. And frankly, without plans, we tend to meander in the desert like, oh gosh, there's a butterfly and what am I supposed to do? And then 10 years later, we're like, oh, I've kind of just been meandering. So get this, with thoughtful, always evolving plans, we remain active, moving in a direction that serves us. And we are free from the past and debilitating encumbrances because we're active. We're not moving backward, falling backward, getting sucked into our past. We're moving forward. We're thrusting our heart and intentions and goals and desires and relationships forward in the present moment, but with movement, with forward intention and positivity. So this brings up the questions, do you know how to plan your life so that you get what you want and need? If you were to build an operational life plan, what would be required in it? Like which parts of the plan would need to be prioritized? Which parts of what you imagine your plan to be right now are probably not all that important? And if you were to create a plan right now, is it going to be filled with a lot of details or are you kind of in that, oh, I just need a vision phase? So yeah, every operational plan must start with a broader vision. I'd like to have a business and a family. I'd like to grow relationships with my extended family. I'd like to help somebody else's business. I'd like to be a healer, an artist. Are there pieces about yourself that you already know and you already understand? A few of the steps that are going to be needed and those operational plans. And you might have different operational plans related to different pursuits. And then you want to find a way to bring all of those pieces together. Plans work. Executing on plans uplifts your life and it feeds your purpose and momentum. I've got an example. One of my coaching clients, his name is David, and what a sharp guy, brilliant guy. He finally made an operational plan for his business, but he skipped a variety of parts of that plan rather than spending the time to really create the correct plan. And what ends up happening if we half-ass that plan, we end up living a half-assed life and we bump into much more furniture. So the more you can make that a detailed plan, even if you don't end up believing that you have to do a specific part of that plan, having it written down, having it in front of you is going to help you, first of all, understand where you're headed, but it's also going to give you the support in a moment where, oh, I don't know what to do right now. Well, you look at the plan, it's like, oh yeah, I can do that part right now. So that's really important. So my buddy David, yeah, he had kind of a weak little list of things to do that he felt were going to be important for his business. But as time went on, he stopped following through on the methods, the modalities, the partnerships, and the promises that he put into his life plan, and or more so his business plan, but there was a life plan too that was all part of it. And this resulted in deadlock and depression. And there were simple things that he could have done. He could have promoted his business on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram. He could have written articles. He could have dove more deeply into a blog. He could have reached out to specific former clients and find ways to network through them to new opportunities. He could have had little cocktail parties or webinars. He just didn't want to reach beyond himself, his little hovel, his small business environment outward. And that caused a lot of problems. And the biggest part of the plan was marketing and outreach, but he avoided it. So over time, what ended up happening is we saw the business come to literally a dead stop, a dead stop. All this great effort and intention and value just came to a dead stop. He lost all momentum. And my gosh, was he broken from that. But yet he knew, at least on a subtle level, that he had made the mistake of not remaining in pursuit of the agenda that was outlined in his plan. And step by step, after working together, he was able to get those little pieces up and running. What we found was, with working together, is that David had a lot of fear about certain aspects of business. So one by one, we tackled the fear, and I encouraged him to make small steps in each area. And he made those small steps, and he faced himself. And while the set of projects related to his business, it's not moving like gangbusters, like a speed train, it's moving. We can taste momentum. We can feel the value of the steps, and we see that it points to positivity and light and value for his business. And that's something I hope for all of you. And that brings to mind some of the questions. What is the timeline for your overall set of deliverables in your operational life plan? Over what period of time does it happen? And if there are segments to the plan, how much time is it going to take you to deliver and complete each segment? What are the milestones for each unique trajectory within the plan? Are you ready to build a plan and run with it? Or do you want to start with journal writing so you can kind of get some of the fodder and confusion out of your mind and heart before you actually start the plan? Now, even though it can change from week to week, whatever plan you create, your plan will lead to freedom. If you create your plan and work your plan, you will arrive at a destination that is very positive and that will serve you, mind, heart, and spirit. So take some time and create an operational life plan. Have different headers of hobbies, business, love, family, service to others, prayer, meditation, creativity. Put a whole bunch of pieces in there and see if you can create something that's just profound. You know, some of my clients, what they'll do with their operational life plans is they'll use a project management tool like Trello or Basecamp or Asana, and they'll work their plan within a professional project management tool. And I love that, but not everybody requires that. But there are some serious people out there working their plans with very intense tools, and I also have respect for that. Well, God bless y'all for joining me here on this final lovely piece in my 6-part series. And this was entitled, What is Your Operational Life Plan? And my gosh, I am so in love with working with people one-on-one and in groups. And we're going to be launching some really fun things on our beautiful website here at freeyourself.co. I'm looking forward to serving you and learning more about you. So stay tuned. And feel free to go back and listen to these 6 pieces. I really hope they served you in some way and that they brightened your lives. Thank you so much. I'm Paul Wagner, and this has been Free Yourself.